And as the music winds down, it's another Thursday night with Real Monsters. Yay! The crowd goes wild. I'm the host, S.K. Barrett. Joining me is the ever-talented and really cute in a skirt, Wes Hobrick.
Oh, I am just oh so pretty.
And, yeah, so today we're talking about a highly entertaining subject, a source of endless fascination, Florida Man.
He is. He really is. I don't know what it is about that state. If it's the geographic location or whatever, but yeah, the culture is just, it's something when you're looking at Florida Man.
But and before
the,
we kick that off,
viral nature of it.
We have a new regular feature. Well, not, I mean, new in the sense that it's, you know, it's a few months old, not since the beginning, but not, you know, completely new. It's M of the Week.
Absolutely.
And she'll be showing up any second when the lag time kicks in. There we go.
There she is.
There she is, pretending to be cute. she looks kind of stoned right there, actually.
Yeah, but she definitely could be.
She's just napping in the sunbeams.
Good for her. Wish I could do more of that.
Everybody should do more of that.
That they should.
You know, if there's going to be any regrets after the end of the pointless lockdowns, it's going to be
spending
more time napping.
Yeah. Yep.
Pardon me.
We're both coughing a bit here.
Well, I just inhaled some saliva. Pretty sure that's what's going to get me. It's not going to be reckless driving or skydiving or anything like that. I'm going to, when I go out, it'll be choking on my own spit. Because that's just
What's the pollen count like up there where you are?
You know, we are just barely getting into the spring budding out of trees. There's a cherry tree just within my view right now, and it's probably got about 20% blooms on it. So it's still just barely getting started here.
Well, we of course have all the agriculture to worry about around here. Man, it's the worst place for somebody who has bad allergies like me. So at least it's not COVID. I got tested again and that came back negative, but might need to call the doctor and get an antibiotic for the rest of it. Ugh. I think it might be sinus infection.
I've been through a bunch of those my own self.
Yeah, they suck. Let's see. I hit a few different windows open here.
All right, so do you want to see the forehead guy first?
Why don't we do that? This guy's crime actually wasn't all that bad.
But
I
his
had it.
mugshot sure was.
Yeah. Anybody that gets a forehead tattoo, you've basically checked out of society, in my opinion. Whether
Yeah.
it's doesn't have to rise to the Charles Manson level of doing it and getting a swastika, but
Yeah, you pretty much are saying, don't hire me.
basically. The only time I can see a exception to that, there are some tribes in Australia who do it as a sign of a rite of passage, basically.
Right,
And they tat.
and I if it's anything like the Maoris, it's a very distinctive style. In a lot of Polynesian cultures, it's a very distinctive style.
Exactly.
It's not a fucking state.
Let alone Florida to get tattooed on
And
your
where do
head.
you go from here? This is his first face tattoo, it seems. Where do you go from here when the big limp dick of Florida is right between your eyeballs?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, this guy didn't even have the foresight to get a couple of like teardrops under his eye. Those actually signify persons you've killed.
That's no, that's a lie. Or misinformation. D
Is
more
it?
correctly, disinformation. That is a be the teardrops actually indicate that you have been somebody's bitch in jail.
Really?
Yeah. But they
Oh,
come out and
wow.
say, no, that means I killed somebody. Because they don't want to
Huh.
Admit that it
I
really
always
wasn't
thought it
that
was a
cool.
part of DMI, the Dead Man Incorporated gang, but huh,
It's
I never knew that.
a falsehood perpetrated by gang members so they don't seem like pussies.
Well, definitely. Yeah, I would
And it's
definitely buy that above.
the Hollywood has happily gone along with that notion.
I'll be damned. Yes, still, this guy, I could even understand it a little bit better if you were from Texas and you got that tattoo on your forehead. At least there's something there to hold on to. A real history, a little bit of pride, but
Maybe
Florida?
it represents his college days.
Oh,
You
at
know, he's
Florida
a Florida
State? He
State
probably doesn't
guy.
even remember him. He probably doesn't even remember his college days if he went
Well,
there.
his postgraduate, I'm sure he remembers that.
Oh, yeah, his crime. His crime was, I'm bringing it back up before I had it, calling 911 for a ride home. Seriously. I'm looking down to see if there's a story of his forehead tattoo. He called them twice for a ride home. I'm sure, arrested for abusing the system there, filing a false criminal complaint. His name is Matthew Leatham.
Of course it is.
He's from Port Richey, the suburb of Tampa. And it sounds like the
I kind of did something not entirely dissimilar to that when I was in junior high, but it wasn't 911.
Yeah.
Was at a
Well,
junior
you.
high? Is it during junior high? And I was at my girlfriend's house on late, and my brother was with me. There was a kind of a party get together thing, and It was like a 2 mile hike to get home. Not hike, this, walk.
Yeah.
Late at night, and it's not in a very well lit part of the world, I should add. I mean, there were occasional street lights. And I was tired. I didn't want to walk all that way. So we went to the local small town police station. And when I say small, this police station was like the size of a double wide.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Hey, you guys give us a ride home?" No, they laughed. "Can we use the phone to make a call to get a ride?" Yeah, that you can do. And
Yeah, and I mean, you
of
were
course, my
junior
mom thought
high
we were in
too.
trouble calling from a police station.
Yeah, this guy was 22. Man. And in Port Richey, that's gonna be, a bigger city.
So it's
He
against the
was
law to
arrested,
call
though, for.
911 for a ride.
I think so. Technically, they got him on two misdemeanor charges: misuse of 911
Yeah.
and possession of marijuana.
No, I can't
I'm
believe
on
those things were both going on at the same time.
a.
It's
I'm
just
honestly
hard to believe.
surprised it wasn't a harder drug that they got him on.
He was
Like
just doing research for
PCP.
his thesis at Florida State.
And the total dedication to get the forehead tat.
Right?
He's hoping that that gets him through his MA in, I don't know, theater, right? Yeah, I honestly, there is a whole subreddit for Florida Man, and some of these headlines are pretty funny. A Florida man shot a neighbor, according to his daughter, in a heated dispute over ducks and geese.
Well, that'll happen.
I'm
Like
curious of the
wild ducks
nature
and
of
geese,
that.
or did they belong to one of them?
Let's see. The ducks enjoy eating seeds, which can lead to the destruction of local lawns.
Well, hold on,
This
hold.
is where
What? Who's got seeds in their lawn? If your lawn has
and
gone
I
to
wonder.
seed, the ducks are going to be an improvement.
Yeah, I'm probably. I mean, unless you're planting grass seed on it, but still.
Then it's not a lawn yet.
Yeah, exactly. And I bet it's one of those HSAs down there that probably got him on that. Being somebody who swings libertarian in my views, I think what the a lot of HSAs are is just it's kind of bullshit.
Oh yeah,
Meddling people who want to tell you what you can do with your property.
if you look up the term petty tyrant in the dictionary, you'll see a picture of a HOA.
Oh, we should spell that out for people who don't know the abbreviation. Homeowners Association is what we're talking
Yeah,
about.
I've been a part of, I've lived in a community with an HOA before, and it was really pretty, not so bad, kind of not so bad HOA, and even still, I would never do it again.
Yeah, I could definitely understand that. Just reading a little bit more to get down here. Apparently, there's one guy who liked the ducks and was feeding them, and then the other one saw them as a nuisance.
Like with everything,
Yeah.
I want to put a tree here. No, don't put a tree there. I want to
It'll
cut
make
this
my
tree down.
property
No, don't
value
cut
go
that tree
down.
down. It doesn't matter what you do, somebody will be opposed to it.
Yep. I don't know. To me, it kind of runs afoul of the laws of our country to have something like an HOA where they can beat people over the head to do what they want.
Oh, not j yeah, they can sue you for not complying and fine you and take you to court for
Yep.
non-compliance with the
Through the
rules.
civil system.
Yeah. And the rules are crazy picky sometimes. Like, you can't have a vehicle parked on the street for more than an hour, shit like that.
Oh yeah.
No RVs can be
Having
visible from the street, and it just goes on and on and on. And what colors you can paint your house, and how often you have to paint it, and so on and so forth. And God forbid if you skip a week mowing the lawn.
Oh yeah. Did you see Penn and Teller's episode? They did a whole bullshit on HOAs and lawns.
Yeah.
It was just absolutely amazing because this guy who enforces compliance with it would get all the way down to the species of grass that you could put in,
Right.
literally.
Yeah.
And there was this one fellow, this older fellow, because this was Florida where they were doing it, who wasn't able to take care of his lawn. And then he lost most of his pension with the 08 financial crisis.
Oh dear.
And so he wasn't able to keep up his house either. And what ultimately happened there? The sheriff had to try to evict him. And this guy ended up in jail. So not just civil, there was a criminal complaint attached to it.
Wow.
Yeah. But what was really cool about this story, there was another guy, a contractor, who saw the story that the news did of this guy. And he gets in his truck and he drives over there and starts to fix everything on that guy's house
Wow,
for no
cool.
charge.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know, the people that sit on the boards of homeowners associations are leading the charge. Well, I'm not saying, I don't know if they're leading the charge on cancel culture, but they're certainly cheerleading it.
Oh yeah.
It's right up their alley.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised at all if they were,
It is
yeah.
exactly the same mentality.
We don't like it. We want you to get out instead of,
You must
us
conform to
getting
what we
out.
want.
Exactly. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all if those two phenomena were dancing together, as it were.
Yeah.
Man. Oh yeah, here's a headline.
All right.
Trains Florida man steals train, takes on 10-mile joyride.
What? Like a train?
Train, yeah.
Like a big old diesel engine train?
Yep. A train was taken for a joyride. Now, Ocala police are trying to find the person responsible.
Wow. So there's a lot at play there. So first
Yeah.
of all, he'd have to know how. Second of all,
Yeah.
these things don't have keys in them.
Apparently, yeah.
Like maybe
I
not.
don't
Maybe they're
know.
just relying on people not knowing how to
Yeah.
drive them, right? It's possible.
Yeah,
It's like mo
one would think
like
so.
a lot of airplanes don't have keys.
Yeah. I mean,
Because they're usually locked up at the airport.
Exactly. This is, I would think, a specialized job. Yeah, in the vein of a pilot.
And
Let's see.
so did he eventually. So One of the reasons why this is a really dumb idea is because, there's the railroad companies kind of want to run things when they want to run them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they are protected from things like lawsuits, too, when cars, park on the tracks.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
Yep. Police said the company said someone started the train Saturday, then crashed it through a fence and ran it for about 10 miles.
Crashed it
I'm not
through
sure how that's possible.
a fence.
That's directly from the article I'm reading.
We got a train yard that is just a few miles away from where I'm sitting right now. And I've seen a number of train yards locally and around the country and world, and I cannot ever claim to have seen a fence that a train could go
Yeah.
through.
Yeah, I totally agree with that there. I'm not sure how you would even do that and go 10 miles after. 'Cause I'm
They
assuming
didn't
the
say it
fence is
jumped the
not on the
track, did they?
track.
Didn't say it jumped the track, though, did they?
Yeah, they didn't. I'm not sure what kind of fence would be existing there either. It's weird.
I mean, train yards are so controlled, and tracks and all that. The railroad industry has so much and needs to have, very precise control over everything that moves over their lines and when and where, that
Oh,
they don't even, if they want to say, hey, don't go down this track, they don't put up a fucking fence around it. They
yeah.
just say, hey, nobody go there. And then everybody knows not to go there. They'll maybe put some red lights up to say, don't go. But mostly they just keep anybody from actually using that stretch of
Yeah.
siding or
Oh,
whatever.
exactly.
They don't need a fence. So it doesn't make. That's bizarre. And the
I
fact that he
wonder
was
if
able to get
the
10 miles without crashing into another train is that's pretty lucky.
yeah, 10 miles is what got me with that too.
That's a long ways.
So weird. It is. It really is. Let's see, where was that other one?
I mean,
Oh.
it had to have been on tracks because as soon as it got off, if it jumped rails, it would just dig into the ground and come to a
Yeah.
halt. It couldn't travel
Yeah.
even on concrete. It would just tear it up and grind to a halt within a few yards.
Yeah, I mean, basically the only thing you would be traveling on is inertia at that point. But oh yeah, here's a headline for you. Florida mom shows up to daughter's school wearing a boxing glove, fights child, gets arrested.
The mom brought a boxing glove to school to fight her
Yep.
own child.
Or to fight it. Hold on. Fights child, it says. It doesn't say her own,
Oh,
but
some
let
child.
me take a look. Yeah. Wearing a boxing glove. Let's see. Edith Riddle, age 34, arrived at the school wearing a boxing glove, telling school officials it was super glued to her wrist and she couldn't remove it. How stupid do
When
you
was the
have to
last time?
be?
I mean, who hasn't done that, right? Super glued a boxing glove to their hand. It happens to
Yeah.
everybody eventually.
Oh, man. People are morons, but oh yeah, a Jacksonville mother is charged with child abuse after a fight with another student on the campus of DuPont Middle School in Jacksonville. So that answers the other question. A school safety officer heard a teacher's, quote, frantic announcement over the school radio that there was a fight occurring outside the cafeteria at 12:14 p.m., according to the report.
No. Come on. You don't fight outside the cafeteria. You fight behind the dugout
Yeah.
an hour after school. Everybody knows this. Have the rules
Yeah,
changed?
exactly.
No.
Oh, man. Let's see. Riddle had just exited the school with her own daughter after a meeting with the vice principal on campus, according to the report. Rather than exiting the campus directly, the daughter walked out of her way through the cafeteria to engage the victim in a fight. Maybe she's getting bullied and says,
Yeah.
"My mom's gonna kick the shit out of you." I don't know. That.
That implies that this woman went to the meeting with the principal already wearing the boxing glove.
Oh, yeah, it does.
She knew exactly what she was up to when she left the house.
Oh, man. Man, yeah.
Pick on my
Yeah,
daughter.
the, oh, it's not just implied, it's true. The report says Riddle had the boxing glove on her hand when she arrived at the school
Yeah.
and had told the school it was super glued to her wrist and she couldn't remove it. Man. Oh, Lord. Let's
The
see.
gentler sex.
Oh,
Anybody who thinks
man.
the women are nonviolent has never really met a woman.
Yeah. Just take a look at that one with the boxing glove. Case in point. Let's see. Oh, woman slams car into grandmother and child, claiming she was trying to run over someone else. Oh.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to run you over. I meant to run over them.
Wow. Oh, let's see.
Cause that'll get you off
Pompano
the hook.
Beach. Yeah, that's my bad. I missed that up. Chaos unfolded at Pompano Beach Park last week after a driver was accused of slamming her car into a woman and a child. That driver took down a portion of a gate before driving into a playground and hitting a grandmother and her 3-year-old grandson.
Oh, that part's not funny.
No, I was just looking for the rest of it. Let's see, saw a group arguing. Yeah, I was attempting to run her over, referencing her grandmother, but then I see someone put her out of the way. Huh.
You know, we never used to have this problem when kids walked to school.
No. No, it seems like it's a more
You
contemporary issue.
put all, you get all these mothers spending, half an hour in line twice a day, or, sometimes. They get out of their cars and they talk. You don't want that. You don't want these mothers talking to each other. It's not good. Obviously.
Nope.
They
Nope, it isn't.
smile, but they don't like each other. Women don't like each other. They don't.
All that fake Stepford stuff, to me, it's kind of a part of that anyway.
Almost every woman I've ever met has at some point told me that they don't like other women.
Yeah.
With,
Oh, I'm sure.
notable exceptions. And sometimes those exceptions do not include family.
Nope.
So here, the whole school system has said, let's put all of these mothers that don't get along in proximity of each other twice a day. It just seems like a recipe for disaster.
I could see doing that if they had a cage somewhere. Give them all boxing gloves. Cage
Pickup
fight.
line and cage fight. That's how you determine who's first in line, not who gets there first.
Yep.
It's
Oh, this
Fight
one was
Club
rather funny.
standings.
You do not talk about Florida Fight Club.
No. Middle school
Shocking
parking lot.
male discovery won't intimidate Brevard Parents' Rights advocate.
I'm sorry,
Wait.
I couldn't make sense of that combination of words. Say it again.
Oh, we can go back to it after the story. It could be an unfunny, scatological prank or a sign that political passions have reached a new low. Tina Deskovich, a one-time Brevard County school board member and co-founder of the group Moms for Liberty, took to social media Sunday to report that someone mailed her a bag of excrement.
What, that's been going on since the mail service existed, probably before then.
Now, this one apparently was coming from Pennsylvania. That's
Whoa.
where the return address was. I wonder why.
Obfuscation of the original sender.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It's kind of weird, though. Like here, we used to have our own sorting facility. But we don't anymore. They closed it down. So what they do is route the mail from Illinois to Missouri and back just to get
Wow.
it here. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, what the heck?
Ah, your tax dollars at work.
Hold on just a second. Oh, there we go. I was getting Spanish language stuff.
Oh.
Hold on
Yeah,
just a second.
I'm just going to comment while you're doing what you're doing there is that, the shit in the mail gag, this is not news. That's a dog bites man story. That's been going on. God, I bet Nero got a bag of poop on his doorstep even.
Lighting it on fire and making
Yeah.
him stump it out.
Well, see, the sender didn't originally set it on fire, but with everything burning, it caught fire.
Oh man. I have to take a look at this one. This is according to the arrest affidavit. Blah. This guy was arrested for masturbating with a pickle in Florida.
No, I've concluded I do not want to know the specifics of how that was taking place. Nope, don't need it.
I was just wondering because he was apparently on private property, but the arrest affidavit apparently says he wasn't because they had got him for exposing himself in public.
So here's a legal question, and I'm sure it varies from state to state, but if you are on your own property, are you in public?
Well, that honestly depends. Are you, let's say, standing at your window or standing on your front porch?
Yeah, or in your
That,
yard.
yeah, if any of those, you are on your property, but You don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy
Okay.
as
Because
a
anybody walking by would see you.
right. Exactly.
But say, for the purposes of, say, if you were standing on your porch and taking a piss, is that urinating in public?
That's a good question, whether it's on your front porch or your back. I'm actually going to Google it while we're sitting here.
You know, are you, if you're drunk in your own yard, are you out in public? I don't think,
I
in that
think,
case, you're not.
I would think that that would depend more on the reasonable expectation idea than anything else. But honestly, I'm not sure. Because,
I'm
yeah,
just trying to
that
make
would
my
be a
weekend
gray
plans.
area.
Just need to know if it needs to be in the backyard of
Yep, planning ahead.
Right.
Man. Let's see. I'm looking at the Reddit. Florida woman says she wandered through tunnels for 3 weeks before being pulled from a storm drain.
What?
Let's bring that one up.
What? That seems, yeah, weird, curious, suspicious, even.
Let's see, it says here that she had a relapse. So
Of
I'm
falling
wondering
in
if
drains?
schizophrenia or, yeah, substances or mental illness
Oh, I see.
could be a relapse in schizophrenic symptoms. In which case, that's sad. 3 weeks. Man.
Surviving how, though? That's my.
I'm not sure. She had to have something to hydrate herself. I mean,
Yeah.
urine is sterile.
It's not actually. That's a f another bit of misinformation. It's not really
Is
sterile.
it?
It's not. No. Look, yeah. Don't listen to Bear Grylls.
No, I don't listen to him anyway. That asshole goes to
Hotels.
hotels when he films. Oh, this was a good one. This guy's actually kind of a hero. Man points laser at Church of Scientology security cameras. And
Now
he's arrested on.
that shouldn't be a crime.
No, it shouldn't be. They got him arrested on felony charges, though. Bringing that back up where. Man, what the hell? I lost my window. Robert Harris, 76, said he just wanted to tell Scientology, quote, "I see you," while on the new walking tour of downtown church buildings in Clearwater. They have a pretty big base there for people who don't know. I don't know what the hell they call it, but it functions that way, like a base.
Well, L. Ron Hubbard was a kind of buddies with Crowley, right?
I don't think he knew him that well, personally, but he was good buddies with that guy. I can't remember his name. He was a rocket scientist
Yeah.
and a
That's the one I was thinking
cultist.
of. Not, yeah.
Yeah, I can't
But he
remember
was.
his name right now. Yeah, I think he was buddies with him, and then of course he hated psychiatry and psychology after they wouldn't publish him. Let's see. Ted Reinhardt, who was not a member of the church, launched the walking tour February 2nd as a way to demystify Scientology's presence downtown. Harris's laser allegedly ended up causing $2,091 in damage to six security cameras on three Scientology buildings.
Yeah, see, hilarity aside, there is, yeah, when you cause destruction of property, your ass is going to jail.
Yeah, I mean, we have to be philosophically consistent in saying that. I agree. Although those bags of shit at Scientology deserve it, in my opinion.
They
They
do,
more than deserve it.
yeah, they're not good people.
Not at all. Let's see.
Yeah, who was that guy who founded JPL who was involved with Crowley?
Yeah, damn it. Name's like on the tip of my tongue. Just have to.
Jack
Rocket scientist.
Parsons.
Yeah, that's it. That's who it was. I was
And
just gonna search rocket scientist occultist if we didn't have it.
one of
So.
those guys stole the other guy's wife.
He did. It was kind of open relationships all around, but yeah, that guy did do that. With all their sex magic, what have you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Florida man and Florida woman show reverence for veterans by giving mutual oral in the Tampa Park.
That's quite a salute you got going on there, buddy.
Oh my. You're definitely happy to see me. Thank you, and salute the general back. Florida man 48 and woman 41 are arrested for lewd behavior after he performed sex act on her in broad daylight Veterans Memorial. Is that it? A couple from Florida, of
Wow.
course. Grant Mulder, 48, Lauren Bao, 41. They were caught by police in Largo, which is near Tampa.
Well, caught by. I mean, they probably, the police probably just walked up to him and said, "Hey, stop. I gotcha." It's not like they were been chasing
Yeah,
him or
just stop
anything.
going. My. Defendant. Oh my, the arrest affidavit describes it. Holy shit. The defendant was lying on her back with her legs spread apart and her vulva exposed. They actually put that into the arrest affidavit. As her boyfriend, the co-defendant, performed cunnilingus on her. To passers-by on East Bay Drive, which is a highly trafficked roadway by both pedestrians and vehicles. Furthermore, this act was witnessed by your affiant. Oh my. It must have been laughing after you put that into the arrest affidavit. Or maybe not. It is Florida, after all. It might actually be required by law that you give somebody oral in a park.
And it must be by somebody you don't want it from.
Oh, probably. It's written into those statute books in
Yeah.
Florida. Let's see. Florida man and San Antonio city employee crashes city truck after stealing grills from Spring Hill home.
Grills,
Yeah, that's what got me
barbecue
on that too.
grills, I
I would
guess.
think so. On Sunday, Hernando County Sheriff's deputies responded to a residence on the 11,000 block of Elgin Boulevard in reference to the report of a conveyance burglary and a petty theft. The victim reported he was inside of his home when he heard a knock at the front door. Upon answering, the homeowner observed a unknown white male, later identified as 40-year-old Israel Huron, who said to the victim, "I'm here for you." The victim asked Huron, he must have been mistaken. Huron acknowledged the mistake and walked away from the residence. That is weird. The victim observed Huron getting into a white work truck with an unknown symbol on the side. The victim quickly noticed two grills located next to his garage were missing. The victim then checked inside of his vehicle and found two packs of cigarettes and a lighter were missing. About an hour following the incident, deputies received a report of a traffic crash on Emerson Boulevard involving a white work truck which had hit a tree and partially overturned.
Am just in awe of the breadth and scope of the criminal masterminds of Florida.
Oh, my.
This is why honestly, this is why I'm not a criminal, because I can't compete with this.
Oh, they outthink you all the time.
Just
Man, they're
leave
just
me in
brilliant
the
people.
dust, and it's embarrassing, so I won't participate in that criminal activity, 'cause what do I bring to the table?
Oh, this one got me as well. Florida couple caught with stolen lamb in pants and purse full of seafood. Wonder if they would have gotten further if they put the seafood in their pants and the lamb in the purse.
That's frozen lamb, not just fresh, 'cause that could burn for
Yeah,
sure.
one would think. Lucrezia Gentili, age 71, and Vito Gentili, age 76, part-time Florida residents from Brooklyn, New York, were arrested on Thursday.
What you want for dinner? Yeah, let's go get some lamb. Just go down to the shop. I don't got any money for lamb. What do you got? Let's just go take some, man.
Just go put some in your pants. It won't be able to tell the
It in
difference. I couldn't tell the difference when I was down there. When I was giving you my obligatory oral last week.
I bet one of them had teardrop tattoos.
Maybe. They're probably sagging by now. A little bit of running water on the face. Oh my. Let's see. I'm still going down the Reddit. Florida man arrested after pulling a gun on a cop after officer gave him a ride home.
You'll never take me home alive, copper!
Man, how ungrateful do you have to be, I tell you. Let's
That's
see.
nuts.
Trevor Henderson, Ocala, Florida. A North Central Florida man is charged with attempted murder of a law enforcement officer after pulling a gun on a cop who had just driven him home.
I love that it says attempted. Attempted to pull a gun. He couldn't actually do it, but he wanted to.
Wow.
Wait a
Ocala
minute.
police officers
He got a
arrested
ride.
Trevor
How
Henderson.
come he got a ride home? Well, he probably didn't call 911. There you go.
Nobody, he didn't.
See, if the first guy had just flagged down a cop, he wouldn't have been arrested.
No, probably not. And his charges are way lesser than this guy's.
Yeah. Failing to pull a
See.
gun on a cop.
Oh my. OPD officer Jordan Decker gave Henderson and his girlfriend a ride after they appeared heavily intoxicated walking around the
See?
downtown square.
See? Attempted.
Oh my. I wonder if they attempted the obligatory oral while they were in the town square.
Or in the back of the car.
Most likely. Wow. Let's see. Okay, that is a weird headline. Florida man hired a fake candidate with the same last name as the Democratic candidate and successfully flipped and stole the election. There must be a grain of
What?
truth to that. It's from the Miami Herald.
What do you
I didn't
mean?
thoroughly understand that headline.
Hired
Let's see.
to do what?
Former Senator Artiles paid no party candidate more than 40K. Arrest warrant alleges. The details surrounding a political whodunit involving a former Miami GOP state senator, a mysterious no party candidate, and an alleged scheme to sway the outcome of a key Florida Senate race came pouring out Thursday in a 25-page affidavit. The alleged campaign chicanery involved early morning Facebook messages, incriminating texts, and at the heart of it all, tens of thousands of dollars in documented payments in exchange for a ringer candidate to get his name on the ballot. Huh. I guess they were trying to pay this guy to confuse people in that race. You know, when they think they're voting for one guy, but they're not.
Yeah, 'cause how could anybody ever figure it out?
Oh my,
That's
that
just.
is quite the way to do voter fraud, let me tell you.
Honestly, you don't. Yeah, we won't get into that topic because that's a bottomless well.
Yeah, it really is.
But this guy who did this has got to be like over 70 because I have no concept of how computers work.
Yeah, most likely. I have never ever heard of that. And let me tell you, being in Illinois, I've heard quite a lot about voter fraud. So,
Well,
yeah.
Illinois, a clean election would be headline news.
Basically, yeah. Florida man, teacher, and wife, who is also a teacher, arrested for smoking marijuana with their students. I thought that was part and parcel at every Florida school.
Well, only if you're in band or drama.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of having sex with the teacher.
Yeah, that's different.
What state was Mary Kay Letourneau from? I'm
She was
curious
right here
now.
in Washington State.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yep.
She's just the most high-profile one, though.
Very much. Hardly a month goes by where there's not a new charges, fresh charges being filed against a female teacher somewhere in the country for sexual misconduct with students.
Yeah, I mean,
It's
by definition, that would be rape
it
with a
is.
lot of them.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And they should apply the law equally, but they aren't.
Yeah. Hey, ladies, if you want equality, push for equal sentencing.
Yeah.
Make sure women get sentenced to the same amount of years for the same crime that the men get. When you start advocating for that, I'll believe you want equality and not just, a watered down, special purpose version.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I still think that we should take a lot of the bullshit out of the criminal justice
Oh,
system.
absolutely true. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
And
But yeah, it has to be equally applied
if you want
when you get
equality, then
down
you got
to
to
it.
accept equality of the bad as well as the good.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm a person who supports things like the ERA that they've been looking to push, but yeah, they should absolutely be equal with that. In fact, it's illegal for them not to be equal with that because of how the Constitution
Well,
is written.
except that almost every crime has leeway in it for the judge, and rightfully so in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
That it may be the same crime, but person A did some worse stuff than person B, so they shouldn't get the same sentence.
Right.
And the judges have a fair amount
Aggravating
of
factors.
right, and
Yeah.
judges have a fair amount of discretion in that. And I would, I'm sure they're not even aware of their own biases against men in sentencing. But
Yeah, and I'm
the
not
numbers are
totally
the numbers are
sure.
clear. The numbers are clear and have been. You can go back as far as you want. Women get lighter sentences for the same crimes.
I
Just
mean, we're not talking about drug crimes here, are we?
any crime.
Well, drug crimes, I think, need to be separated out from that because the federal law is what takes discretion from judges on it.
And a lot of those have mandatory sentences, and
Right,
so they,
mandatory minimums.
right. But when there's, when the judge has an opportunity to s determine the length of a sentence, women get less. Just how it goes.
Yeah, they
They
should
get
be
convicted
getting.
at a lower rate than men. They get sentenced for fewer years than men. I want that fixed, damn it.
I
I want
couldn't
them women
remember
in.
which amendment that was, but that is the 14th Amendment for anybody listening,
Yeah.
which says that no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. That last part
Right.
is what we've been talking about.
The equal protection side. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which hopefully we're getting to that sort of a place soon.
Yeah. How did we get going down that road? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's something that I think we agree on with, you know, the civil people's civil rights.
Yeah, absolutely.
What the hell? Florida woman arrested at a McDonald's drive-thru for drunk driving was subsequently found to have an 8-pack of vodka stashed in her bra.
It's got to be those little airline bottles.
Yeah, I
Either that
would
or it's
think
a.
so.
Because.
Wow.
A really big bra.
Yeah. Yeah, most of those, I would think they wouldn't be talking about like a Smirnoff Ice, like what we sell, because those are 12-ounce bottles. And those would be, yeah, gigantic to hide, and they don't come in a 6-pack, as far as I know. So, wow.
Well, wouldn't be ice for long.
Nope, it wouldn't. Absolutely wouldn't. Jeez.
Jeez. Driving, going drunk through the drive-through.
Oh, what the hell? This is only in Florida. Florida man killed in motorcycle accident with bear.
Oh, yeah, that's motorcycle's gonna
How do
lose that every time.
I'm curious how that even happened.
Oh man, going down the road, bear jump walks out into the road.
A man from Ocala has died after running into a bear on his motorcycle. That's some shitty luck. Tuesday, the 42-year-old was riding west on State Road 40 west of US 19, according to the Highway Patrol. A bear was in the westbound lane, and the motorcyclist was unable to avoid it. Only a Florida headline.
Hopefully, his last thought wasn't, nah, he'll move.
Well.
In Alaska, that does happen, but more than that, the real danger in Alaska and some of the northern U.S. states is moose.
Yep, I was just thinking of that. That's the hugest problem in like Minnesota, where
Yeah.
my mother is from.
And they weigh as much as the car sometimes.
Oh yeah, they are much bigger than a white-tailed deer,
Yeah.
that's for sure. Let's
All
see.
right, one more. Make it a good one.
I was just looking.
And by the way, I have this picture. I have this picture. There was this. I was driving around looking for scenery to photograph, and I came to this field where there had been a fire, a forest fire that had come over this ridge and through the field. And there was this cool Scotch pine tree in the middle of this field that was burned only on half of it.
Oh, wow.
And they had managed to put the fire out. And so half of it was black and brown, the other half was green. And so I got out to take a picture of it. And while I'm setting up to take this picture, here comes skipping across this field a deer, boing, boing,
Oh,
boing.
wow.
And so I get a couple of shots of it. It's fairly far away, and it's not coming towards me. It's moving laterally across my vision. And I watch this deer, and it runs all the way over to the fence line under a tree. And then it stands there under this tree. Now, this is on a small country road, and this is very rural area. There's like no traffic, no traffic. And so this deer's standing there for a couple of minutes. And then, sure enough, I hear a car coming from behind me. And I'm like, oh my God, no, it's not really gonna, it is, it's gonna do this. What an asshole
Ooh.
deer. It waits till this car is almost on it before it runs across the street in front of this car. It literally
Wow.
waited for the car to get there before running across the street.
Wow.
Deer are
Man, that
assholes.
sucks. That they are. You know, they're one of the bigger killers in the natural world in North America because they eat the berries and the fruits that the birds like in a lot of areas. But, oh yeah, I had that last one. Florida man climbs playground, tells kids where babies come from. This guy's got tattoos all over his face, too. Authorities say a Florida man climbed on top of playground equipment and yelled a vulgar explanation of where babies come from as the children played. An officer said he watched 30-year-old Otis Dwayne Ryan climb on top of the piece of equipment where children were playing Sunday and start shouting that babies come out of women. The officers said Ryan used inappropriate language. Parents rushed to remove their children from the busy playground. Earlier in
Well,
the day,
yeah, a guy who would do that is not in the right s frame of mind to be near children.
yeah,
I mean,
I know.
I don't,
I
is it
don't think
against the
he's
law to
in the
use
right
vulgar
frame of mind.
language?
They got him on a disturbing the peace
Well, that,
charge.
okay.
But I would argue that this guy, he probably didn't have a good mind to do much of anything with these face tattoos.
Yeah.
Kind of a trip. I should have put them in the slideshow. I'll send it and you
Well,
can see
there
it.
is a guy with face tattoos there.
Oh. These guys are, yeah, they're a little more trippy. Wow. You know, neck I don't mind so much, but face, absolutely not.
You've got to really want people to not want to hire you.
Yeah, exactly. Make them uncomfortable as hell. I mean, I have a few tattoos on both my arms, but they can be hidden
Right.
pretty easily. Speaking of which, I need to get my sleeves done sometime.
Yeah, I don't like sleeves. I like to roll them up, so I couldn't have sleeve tattoos. Considered getting tattoos a couple of years ago, and here's my problem. I can't think of anything that I would want tattooed that I wouldn't want to change my mind about if in like 6 months.
That's true for a lot of people. That, in fact, is why all of them on my body are Masonic.
Ah.
And I know that's something I'm not going to be
Yeah, I don't
getting out of.
know. The Masons, you sure they're going to be around for very long? I mean, it's kind of a fly-by-night outfit.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, basically all of mine, although I do have the Gadsden flag on
Yeah.
my arm too. And then a picture of a widow's pillar is what they call it. It's the Masonic sign of mourning with my buddy's name under it, who shot himself with a shotgun. So I know that stuff's not going away. But another thing interesting about that, when totalitarian governments would make Masons go underground, like during the
Right.
Second World War, one big thing that they would do to identify themselves as affiliated is to get a tattoo of the symbolism.
Which
Any
symbol?
of them that we,
Any of them? Didn't.
yeah, any of them that we have in our degrees. So.
So nothing obvious like the compass and square that would be obviously identified, easily identified.
Yeah, nothing like that. I mean, you might do one like the skull and crossbones would be one.
What? I'd heard rumors that Masons were pirates, but I didn't know they would actually use the symbolism openly like that. It's quite a surprise.
Oh, yep,
So
and
you're
we are.
saying Blackbeard was a Mason. Interesting.
Oh, just wait till the Illuminati takes over the world. We've already
Oh.
put little Hummers and alien probes inside Alex Jones's ass, so.
Why would the aliens want to go there?
I have no idea. That
Although we
is.
do have alien life in on the space station, apparently.
Yeah, I saw that. A little bit from Mars, wasn't it?
No. They don't know where it came from. It's some
Oh.
bacteria that the astronauts scooped up from around the space station. And they sent it back to Earth
Interesting.
for analysis, and some of it was they identified, and there's like three to six samples that are unknown to science.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have interesting. I'm gonna have to look that up
So our first alien life
a little
forms.
later.
It's it I it To me, it seems completely conceivable that the living conditions in space just caused mutations in the bacteria to where they
Yeah,
became
I mean,
something new.
there's no reason that Darwin's theory wouldn't apply out there,
Right.
as far as I could see, but
No, but it might actually in there are circumstances where that would be maybe quicker. Right.
True. Yeah, very true.
Okay, time to pull the plug on this thing. Florida man, you got you, stay classy, man.
Oh, you stay classy, Florida.
You just can't pull the same kind of shit when there's ice on the ground.
Nope.
I think that has something to do with it. I think it's the heat.
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
But,
Definitely could be.
Texas gives them a run for the money. Maybe we can do a Texas man show one of these times, because Texas is kind of equivalent in quality, but I don't think they can keep up in quantity with Florida.
No,
No.
probably not.
All right. Fun show.
Alrighty. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Me too. All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.